Welcome to the new season of the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on this season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season, the focus is on strengths. We know that everyone possesses strengths, but often they are not part of the dialogue teams have around improvement efforts. However, how might we show improvement if we are not having conversations around the strengths we already possess? I'm your host, Mary Myers, an implementation coach on the Kansas Learning Network. Today's guest is Leticia Downing. She joins us from Atchison Public Schools, where she is the leader of Central School. Let's welcome Leticia to the podcast.
What strengths do you lead with, and how has this served you and others? I cannot express enough how the strength of Central School is amazing. We focus so much on relationships. Relationships are the backbone and the strength of Central School. Relationships are key. I know that sounds really cliche, but it's not. It is not cliche when it comes to our Central family. We create an atmosphere where kids know they all belong. They're all pieces of a big puzzle, and we need everyone in our building to complete it. It is so important to push for success no matter what has happened to our students and where they come from. They have to know that we know our why at Central School, and that is the strength of all of our students and our teachers. We continue to always champion for kids and students so that they build on their strengths. It is important for our students to know their worth, to have an identity that matters. It matters to us at Central. Every single student is a piece of a puzzle, and we cannot put the puzzle together if we don't have every single piece to make up the full picture. It is important to explicitly teach what a learner disposition looks like. Our students know that if we push them, they know that they can and they will succeed because of the strengths and the supports of the people around them. Teachers in my building teach quality lessons. They're experts in differentiation. They survey our students so that they learn their likes and dislikes. There's lots of project-based learning in our classrooms. And there are real-world electives that are created that spur the interest of our students and prepare them for post-secondary living. We recognize and honor our differences in our building. That's the strength, right? If we all look the same, we would all be the same. No way. The strength in our building at Central School is honoring the differences. We utilize and promote those strengths in all of our students. I continue to push for the use of strengths and communicate strengths by reminding teachers and students that relationships are the key. Being visible and open and being relatable, sharing stories and testimonies help students to know that, yes, I do have a principal that is a human being. And that strength in having a testimony to our students is so very important. You have to always have high expectations for kids, because without those high expectations, students will only live up to how you push them. And pushing them and having strength and support in them is so very important.
Thank you to Leticia for sharing thoughts with us. She mentioned how she believes in and encourages students and staff to honor the differences to build a collective set of strengths. I invite you to consider this coaching question to push your thinking. How might you be honoring the varied strengths in your classrooms, buildings, and systems to develop a collective set of strengths? Join the conversation by answering the coaching question on Twitter using the hashtag 3-Minute Podcast. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman with the production team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.